Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to RFR Q&A. This is exclusive content for the RFR Patreon community, and it joins shows such as RFR Rush Hour and RFR Rewind. This program is available to everyone in the RFR Patreon community who contributes to the RFR Q&A tier. And if you do that, you'll be getting this show and the opportunity to host, like this young man we have on the line with us, awesome Star Wars fan, a guy who's been part of the Patreon community for a while now. It's Ron. Oh, Ron. Natal.
Close enough.
Help me out.
Nuttall.
Ron, yeah. Nuttall. Yeah.
Simple.
That's Ron Nuttall. What kind of name is Nuttall?
It would have UK roots. Welsh.
Nuttall. Yes, name. Ron Nuttall. Of course.
Nuttall.
Yes, he's up there in the Black Mountains. He's in the Welsh Mountains. Well, this
you're
is
being
great.
You're being generous with the young man comment, by the way. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's all right. So are you in the senior citizens home with me and the other original trilogy Star Wars fans?
I am. I am from that era. I might be trailing you just a few years, but close enough.
That's all right.
I put myself in that group.
We have a room for you in the old folks' home, and you're more than welcome to share your original trilogy memories, if you can remember things from 40 years ago. I know it might be a struggle. It is for me every week, but. So, Ron, it's great to have you on board with us. We can talk about whatever you like, but typically we talk about Star Wars on this show. But for half an hour, you're going to control the conversation. But first, I always have a couple questions I like to ask. Most notably, Ron, where do you live?
Right now, I live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area.
Yes.
Been out here for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And originally I come from Central Illinois, so not too far away from where you're from.
Oh, really? Where in Illinois?
Just west of Peoria, a little town called Canton, only about 15,000. I spent almost 20 years of my life there, did some military time for about 5 years, came back, finished school in Bloomington, lived in Bloomington for about 10 years, and then transferred with work out to Charlotte, my wife and I.
Wow, that's great. So, you're former Illini from Central Central Illinois, roughly.
Roughly.
I have family in the Peoria area, in
nearby there,
in Dunlap. Okay. And one time, myself and Daniel Logan spent a weekend in East Peoria and Pekin.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. Red Raiders and the Dragons.
Oh, there you go. So you know who the home teams are. We were in Pekin for an event called, I think it was like the Sunflower Festival or something like that.
Sounds familiar. I don't think I attended that personally, but it does sound familiar.
I'd have to look back in time. Excuse me. I'd have to look back in time to see what the exact name of that thing was, but it was Star Wars themed. And it was myself and Logan and Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda from Clone Wars.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And who else am I leaving? It was those two guys. Yeah, and then there was a crew of us, and we hung out for the weekend, and I actually moderated a Q&A with Tom and Daniel at the event, and that was kind of fun. But what was more fun were the late nights with those guys. Let me tell you, I can't tell
you. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I can't even talk about it. It's
now, do you remember where you even hung out there? Because there's not, it's slim pickings when you get down in that area. At least as far as nightlife, if you're not directly in Peoria, Pekin.
We weren't. Yep. We were in Pekin during the day.
During the day, okay.
It was a big outdoor festival and parade and everything else under the sun. And then we were in Peoria for the nightlife.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's not so bad.
Again, I cannot disclose the locations or anything like that for fear of endangering all of our lives. So I'll just leave it at that. But it was a good time.